Now it's time to talk with Danvers High School football coach Ryan Nolan. And, Coach, it seems like we've been doing this for a while. How long have you been the head coach at Danvers?
Geez, this is my fifth to sixth year, I believe. So
at least, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
But 4 years before was today with Sean as well, doing the defense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. So you've been there for a while. I want to get into right away the differences in the last couple of years in terms of practice, off-season training, and all that stuff in the weight room with COVID, with the pandemic, and how you're going into this season. What's changed, Coach? Because it seems like this past school year has gotten more and more normal as we go into September now.
One of the biggest changes for us is adapting to a little bit lower numbers. There's been a little bit of a dip in population. And, you know, our numbers in the weight room and the kids that are really working hard, that 100%, we can count on them. We've got 30, 40 kids we can really count on being there working hard.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of trouble trying to bring in some of the other kids that play some other sports or may just not want to play football. Dealing with the lower numbers in practice and still trying to be efficient. And effective, you know, in different ways.
Yeah, I've heard that across the spectrum of, as we've talked preseason. Do you have eyes in the building, Coach? Do you have, assistant coaches or other guys who can help you look? I know Andy St. Pierre, of course, is there, but you know, in terms of football, to give you an idea of what's going on in the building.
Yeah, we have Pete Sparrows at our school, and he does a great job, and he does a lot of the strength and conditioning work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows everybody in the school, and like the kids go to him year-round. We would love to have some more people in the school system, but unfortunately, he's the only one. So, but he does a great job, and again, as you mentioned, Andy St. Pierre really goes above and beyond for all of his coaches, and especially for football.
The relationship with Tewksbury, Ryan, I got to tell you, I think there was a playoff game X number of years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago when we went up there, and the first time you guys played Tewksbury, and it was an amazing game. And ever since then, every NEC team back in the old playoff system had to go through Tewksbury in all sports, as a matter of fact, for Division II. But tell me a little bit about the history of your guys playing against Tewksbury, because it seemed you always had to go up there.
Well, I mean, I work with a couple of guys who grew up there and went to high school there and, you know, played hockey and truly, you know, tough kids. And it's important for the community to go out there and work hard and, you know, show they're not going to back down and they're the smallest school in the league and they have a chip on their shoulder and they're really well coached. And you just know that every time you go in there, you're going to have to bring it mentally and physically. And, you know, in a lot of ways, when me and Sean came in, we looked at programs like them and Melrose, and, you know, we want to be similar programs to that, you
mm-hmm.
know, so they've really set the standard for quite a while.
And we're talking about Sean, Sean Tebow, I presume?
Yeah, Sean Terry, we came
Terry,
in
yep.
to Danvers, he's 9 years mm-hmm. ago now. Those are two of the programs that we just looked at, and how they did things, how the kids played, and, you know, nothing's changed over there. They do a great job, tough kids, tough community, and it's always a good game, too.
Yeah, and I was talking with Coach Aylward, and actually their idea as well, is about that crazy field with the yard lines. You remember that? You know how crooked they were?
Yep. The old stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful fest.
The old stadium.
I'm glad we're actually hosting them. This is the first time in 7 matchups, I think, in
yeah.
the last, you know, 9 years that we're playing them at home.
9 years. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And, they have a new facility up there, but we'll leave that for later. All right, so Coach, tell me about this team because, everything is new. Off-season, how'd that work with these guys?
Well, we had a little bit of change up offensively. We were fortunate to bring in Brian Ibbotson, who was at Andover before, the offensive coordinator. And Neil Wyman, who was at Linfield, had a ton of success.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Quarterbacks in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So those two have really done a great job. And I think a lot of it goes around. We've got a receiver in Gazanowski and a quarterback in Boisine that have been starting since their freshman year. And they've really developed. And, you know, I think the two of them are going to do a great job. And then you always have senior Harris who, is a standout and a leader and really the rock for our team. So I think those three are huge, and we look forward to getting a guy back Steve Ridden as well, is going to be coming back into the fold very soon, so we're excited about that.
Well, I think you heard me say offense, and what I meant to say was off season. How was the workouts in terms of weight room and all that stuff over winter from Thanksgiving on?
Oh, they were really well attended. We were lucky. Coach Barrows does a great job with that. We also have a D-line coach, Andrew Botta, who plays for Bryant. He's 27 years old, and he works in the city but has some time off, so he came and did the workouts every morning. And, you know, we typically all have 30 kids there, and they really work hard. So although the numbers are down, when we go and we practice, and we can go 22 on 22 with all the kids that can play, if we don't have, those extra kids that we've had in previous years.
Yeah, and again,
so those kids are totally all in.
I've heard that across the spectrum, Ryan. It's so many kids. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But, numbers are down everywhere in terms of public school athletics. But who knows? There'll be some kind of a study that will bring us up to speed on that.
Well, the kids who are actually doing it are putting the work in. The lifting year-round.
Yep.
They're taking care of their bodies. They're playing other sports. Really got to tip the cap. And the expectations of a kid now, a lot different than maybe when I played, when you just showed up for double sessions and you went. So you kind of have to applaud the kids that make the commitment and the effort, too.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned from your kids in the preseason, Ryan, in terms of the scrimmages and stuff like that?
I think we found out we really like what we have up front. We don't have, all five of the kids who are starting for us on the line, are solid, understand what they're doing, and physically are able to do what we ask them to do. And right now they're just working on consistency. So I think we really feel good about the line coming together, and we think they're about to, when all five of them are going and understand how each other's playing, I think they're really going to be something that's going to help us a lot.
Well, during the post-game interviews I'm going to have with you, I'm going to always ask you about the line play, and so we'll get to that. But, Coach, could you tell me a little bit about some of the names we should be looking for in our first broadcast game on Friday night, some of the kids we should pay attention to?
Well, I probably got ahead of myself earlier, but...
No, that's okay.
Travis Voisin, three-year starter. He's with the spread, with more of a spread offense. I think he's really looking to have a big year. Aris is our captain, and he, offensively, defensively, special teams, he can do anything on the field, and he also can run, and he's 6'2 and 235 pounds. So, he's a huge player for us. And Gazanowski is a fantastic player. That's the ball. And I think Steve Reardon's a guy that everyone's looking forward to getting back. But a couple of the guys who've been out for a little bit, like Reagan Little and Jackson Vogel and Colin Mugaga, a lot of these seniors have really stepped up, and we're looking forward to see what they can do.
All right, Coach, before I let you go, tell me a little bit more again about your assistants.
Doing the offense, Brian Ibbotson's doing the play call and OC. Worked with Neil Wyman, who's working with the quarterbacks in the past game. We also have Mike Terrio coming over, who happens to be Neil's next-door neighbor, and his son's play over at MIT. Jay Terrio is a very good running back for Masco, and his other brothers up at Tingry, and he's a great guy, too. Jeff Smith's coming back to linebackers. Andrew Bodden's doing D-line. Pete Spiros is working on both sides of the ball. And Coach Ladd is doing the freshman yet again, doing a great job, just doing everything for the program. So a bunch of guys here. Steve Hennessy as well. He hasn't been here because his wife just gave birth to their first baby a week ago. So,
oh, my. Okay. All right.
Really good group of guys.
Excellent. And Friday night at 6:30 now this year, is that right?
Yeah, 6 o'clock, I believe.
Okay, well, I'll double check.
It's 6:30 because they're coming from out of conference.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll double check. And it's great. Coach, anything else you want to mention about getting ready for this season opener on Friday night?
It's always difficult with Tewksbury. They do so many things. But I think everyone's excited, and all the kids put a lot of work in. So excited to go host Tewksbury for once under the lights and start the season.
Very excited about it. And, Coach, we're going to talk a lot during the year. And thank you so much, man, for taking the time tonight and your relationship with MSO New Sports. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys, too, and all you do for high school sports and for our kids over at Danvers as well. But thank you for everything.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Take care. Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Ryan. All right, that is Ryan Nolan, who is the Danvers High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.